Good morning, praise God.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Kindly open our Bible in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verses 4 to 7. Again, Philippians chapter 4 verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let us now give thanks unto the Lord our Maker for all his goodness and blessing that we receive from him. Lord, we praise you and adore you. We come in gratitude for your loving kindness, thy faithfulness, and overflowing blessing we receive. We thank you for eternal life. We pray the trials, problems that we are passing through to come closer to you and to trust you. Amen. Thank you for the deliverance and the strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for your faithful servants, for solutions for every problems that we face, for the good health, food, provision, healing, and answered prayers. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. The Lord God says in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. Lord, as we confess and renounce our sins, cleanse us and purify us once again by the blood of Jesus to come to you today to worship you. Lord, we commit once again to serve you and please you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we lift up into your hands our prayers. Hear us and we believe that whatever we ask according to your will, you answer us. Lord, make a way and help us in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and provide all the needs of every family. Always lead them in the path that they need to walk in. We pray for every husband, give them wisdom, good health, strength to lead their family in the way of righteousness and holiness. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them, strengthen them, help them to live in submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them as a parents to unite, to implement the discipline that you ordained to them to do. We pray for the children, Lord, to be obedient to you and to their parents, to fear you and do their assignment well in their studies and household chores to help their parents. We pray for the parents to grant them good health and strength to do their responsibility and be a good example to their children. We pray for our siblings, lead them the right way of life. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. We commit ourselves to impart to them the gospel and continuous prayer and intercession in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, thank you for these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless and protect all the places of works for your people. We commit ourselves to obey and to our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give them more clients, businesses, and incomes so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offering, and first fruits. Help us to be a good example to others how to work diligently, that our light shall shine before others, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Lord, bless the work of our hands and help us to be always mindful that we promote you in our lives by our faith, accompanied with good deeds for you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren and sisters in Christ. Anoint them with the Holy Spirit and lead them to the way you want them to go. Help them to be faithful and persevere while passing through the pressure of this world, knowing that you are beside them and seeing what is going on. Lord, help them, protect them, provide for them, and solve their problems. Heal the sick and provide jobs for those who are jobless. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the markets, in our accommodation, in our working places to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their life to come out from their bandages and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that he will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and the documentation needed for the church. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all those places that you allow the church to expand. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers, especially the congregation in Malawi, from the current drought and famine. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all the needs. Lord, we pray to bring more souls to your church to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, prosper all those places so your children will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for all your servants to anoint them to endeavor to bring more souls at your feet. Use all those ministries to bring new people to you. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives, and we commit ourselves to evangelize, to bring more souls to you, and to live our lives doing your will and finishing your works. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, anoint our prayers, our songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us to be changed in likeness of you in everything. We pray for our recording to use it to reach the rest of the congregations and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Come into your presence and sing it. deserve all the highest praise, honor, and glory, O God. That's why we gather in this place again as a family, worshiping and honoring your holy name. Thank you, Father. You've been so good to us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done to us. Thank you, Lord God, for working mightily in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you. Who can save us? You alone. Who can cleanse us, O Lord? You alone. Hallelujah.
Yeah. goodness of God. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. Only that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering, and press food to God. And we open our Bible in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you and praise you for all the blessings we receive that comes from you. And as we give what is due for you, you fulfill your promises to us to open the windows of heaven that there shall no room to receive it. And by having obedient heart and wisdom how to be a good steward to all the resources you entrusted to us, and rebuke the devourer in our lives, and all the nation will see that we are blessed by you. Lord, bless this money to further the extension of your kingdom here on earth as it in heaven. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 25. The title of the message, Be Filled with the Holy Spirit, part 1. Jesus is coming back. The parable of the 10 virgins. The parable of the 10 virgins. Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 1 to 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, said, Not so. Let there be not enough for us and you, but you go rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. I pray, Lord, help us, every one of us, that as we watch, that you will continue to do so until you come and take us. I pray the message will bring repentance, change of life, O God. People will realize that your coming is imminent, even now, even today, O God, and they will give their life fully to you, O God. They will serve you. They will fear you. I pray for repentance, O God. I pray for wakefulness. I pray for backsliders to come to you, sinners to repent, people revive, and ministers to go back to service and do the work of yours. We thank and praise you. Let your be done. Let be a fruit 130 and 60 according to your will in the life of your church and your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Heading towards the end of the book of Matthew, when the Lord in a short time would face betrayal, crucifixion, and death on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, here we find the Lord starts speaking about his second coming. Jesus spoke in parable about his second coming because he wants his church and his people that are we to be ready to go with him, and he will come. In the parable of the 10 virgins, that we read, those virgins who were ready, they went with the groom to the wedding banquet. The wedding banquet is a joyful assembly of people where they celebrate the wedding with songs, in new nice dresses, delicious food and drinks and sweet drinks. The same will be when Jesus would come. Book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 18. It says, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Surely we will meet the Lord in the clouds, and he'll be with him forever as we obey him and follow his commands. Therefore, we need to be ready. Therefore, we need to be ready also on that glorious day. We will receive our rewards from him. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 6 to 9. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife have made herself ready. And his wife have made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. The oil in the parable of the 10 virgins is symbolizing the Holy Spirit. Lamps with oil have the power to reproduce light. The wise virgins were those who have oil in their lamps, having the Holy Spirit, so they have the light. The same for the believers who are filled with the Holy Spirit. They have the light of Jesus in them. Matthew 5:16 tell us, Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. They are wise, and they are showing that light by doing the works of God that he already prepared for us to do. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 is saying, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had ordained that we should walk in them. Therefore, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that we have the light that will shine before men, that they will see our good works, that God prepared for us to walk in them and glorify our Father in heaven. The work of the Holy Spirit in the believers' lives is manifested by speaking in new tongues, prayerful life, miracles, wonders, and with a great profound evangelism, reaching out in new souls for God. The Lord wants us to be ready with such a standard, having the same mind and heart of Jesus in the way we think, plan, and act in our lives. We are really wise when we keep the flame of the Holy Spirit and follow what the word of God says in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, quench not the Spirit. And in Romans 12, verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. When the Lord Jesus will come, he will take those who are awake mentally and ready for him. Listen to this again. When the Lord Jesus will come, he will take those who are awake mentally and ready for him. He will take those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, for they are the people who are walking according to the truth. Therefore, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, fervent in the Holy Spirit, and eager to do his work and his will. And that is how we make ourselves ready for his coming. In the parable of the 10 virgins, the foolish ones, they were not ready. When the bridegroom came, that is why they were left behind. In the same way, the coming of the Lord will be sudden like a thief in the night. The coming of the Lord will be sudden like a thief in the night. Matthew chapter 24, and let's read verse 36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. And verse 42 to verse 44 say, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have washed. He would have washed and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Therefore, we need to be ready and filled with the Holy Spirit, doing his works and living his will, so he will take us when he comes. The wise virgins in the parable, they were not selfish. The wise virgins in the parable, they were not selfish in not sharing their oil with the foolish ones. But instead, they pointed out to the foolish virgin that they needed to go and buy for themselves from those who were selling. But the wise answer saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. The Holy Spirit is from God. And so they pointed out to them that they need to go back and face God with such a need. Therefore, spiritual preparation is not something which can be distributed around any crisis. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because at his second coming, you cannot depend on others and their experience being filled with the Holy Spirit. But yourself, you need to work out that with God. No one can do your works and obey God on your behalf, but yourself, you need to do that. No one can read the Bible and pray instead of you, but yourself, you need to do that. No one can go to church, pay tithes, first fruits and offering, worship God and save him instead of you. But you yourself, you need to do that. The wise virgin said the following, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. They did not allow the foolish virgins to abuse them, because the oil will not be enough for them. Therefore, we should not allow people to abuse us and use us and use our resources. Otherwise, we will not be able to do the real work that God wants us to do. Those who are as such, those foolish virgins, we cannot continue to go on and support them along the way, because they should repent and amend their ways. The oil of the Holy Spirit every believer would possibly have it when he has a personal relationship with the Lord who is the Spirit. It is not the Lord who is not willing to give the Holy Spirit baptism, but people and willingness to live as wise and in full obedience to the Lord. The foolish were shut out because the bridegroom who is here representing the Lord Jesus Christ did not know them. Christ did not know them. But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." His word says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21 to verse 23. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23. "Not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that walk iniquities." At the time of Jesus, the wedding in Israel was in this way. The groom will leave his house with the men and the relatives at around the sunset, and they will go to the house of the bride to take her to the house of the groom, who will sleep with her. Therefore, she needed to prove her virginity. Otherwise, if she proves not, then according to the law of God, she will be stoned to death, as the scripture tells us. Let's open our Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 13 to 21. Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 13 to 21. They say, "If any man take a wife and go in unto her and hate her, and give occasions of speech against her, and bring up an evil name upon her, and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity unto the elders of the city in the gate. And the damsel's father shall say unto the elders, I give my daughter unto this man to wife, and he hateth her. And lo, he hath given occasions of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity. And they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him. And they shall immerse him in 100 shekels of silver, and give them unto the father of the damsel, because he hath brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel, and she shall be his wife. He may not put her away all his days. But if this thing be true, and the tokens of virginity be not found for the damsel, then they shall bring out the damsel to the door of her father's house. And the men of this her city shall stone her with a stone, that she die, because she hath wrought folly in Israel to play the whore in her father's house. So shalt thou put evil away from among you." The application of that in the life of the church is as the following. If the church is not virgin and in promiscuity with the world, and worldliness is engrossed in the members of the church, then the church is in spiritual adultery. And so when the Lord will come, and the church in such foolish status without light and without good works that God has prepared for the church to do, then the Lord shall leave those foolish people behind. Because those who are friends with the world are enemies of God. Those who are friends with the world are enemies of God. James chapter 4 and verse 4 and verse 5. James chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth for envy? Since the groom will start moving to the house of the bride at around sunset, then when they will reach darkness had come, so a source of light was needed so they can see their way. Therefore, from this explanation comes the need for the lamps and for the oil that makes the lamps working and giving light at night. Therefore, the virgin who was waiting for the groom to come and take her needed to prepare herself with a lamp and an oil, to use it as a source of light, to see his way, to meet the groom, and to go with him to their house. Therefore, in this way, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ spoke and linked his coming with the filling with the Holy Spirit, using the parable of the 10 virgins. When he will come, Jesus will take those who have. He will take those who have and are filled with the Holy Spirit. They are parallel to the wise virgins in the parable who were ready with the oil in their lamps. Matthew 25, verse 10, we read, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. You need to be ready at his coming. You cannot tell him, for example, please wait for me 5 minutes to go and give back the money that I have stolen. Or give me 1 hour to go and reconcile with someone who I fought with, etc. You need to be ready in order to be taken with us to heaven upon his return. The theme of the parable of the 10 virgins is this: there is something needed to be prepared and be ready with, and that is the oil, the Holy Spirit. The 10 virgins, all of them, they have lamps, but 5 of them were wise because they prepared the oil, while the others were foolish, who did not prepare themselves with the oil. The same for us now. Our readiness for the second coming of Christ is being filled with the Holy Spirit. The question, do the 5 foolish virgins know that they needed to prepare the oil? Yes, they knew that, because the parable tells us that when the bridegroom came in Matthew 25, verse 8, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. As the foolish went to ask oil from the wise, then they knew that they needed to prepare oil ahead of time. You don't have any excuse. You don't have any excuse. As you know your responsibilities, then you need to do them. As you know your responsibilities, you need to do them. Then why the 5 foolish virgins did not prepare the oil, or why we find many Christians are not filled with the Holy Spirit? Number 1, laziness and complacency. The wise, they kept some money to buy oil, and they kept a time, and they made it a point that they needed to go to the market to buy oil. But the foolish were lazy and procrastinating to do what is right and correct. As you know your responsibilities, then you need to go forward and do them. Don't be lazy and don't procrastinate. Number two, bad stewardship. Many Christians who believe in Christ, they do many non-important things, and they spend their money and their time doing other things worldly to please people, customs, and traditions. They are not keeping their priorities in a correct way. In other words, what they have received from the Lord, they are spending on for their pleasure. The foolish, they kept money and time and effort to do other unnecessary things, while the important things they neglected. Manage your life and don't neglect to do the most important things of God that you need to do, and don't spend your time, strength, and money on worldly things. Again, manage your life and don't neglect to do the most important things of God that you need to do, and don't spend your time, strength, and money on worldly things. Number three, they abuse the grace of God and they take the Lord for granted. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Many Christians, they know what they ought to do, and they sin by failing to obey the Lord. James chapter 4, verse 17. James 4, 17 says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to whom it is sin. They keep themselves living in sin and disobedience, thinking that the Lord coming will take longer time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 to 3. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as a travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Many, they abuse the grace of God by keeping themselves in the dangerous zone of none. Repentance, thinking that the Lord will not judge them for their sins. That's why they say peace and safety, because they don't believe in the judgment of God, and so they will be surprised with the judgment of God at His coming. Therefore, we need to continue to emphasize about the coming judgment of God for those who sin, so people will be aware of their sins and repent and be ready for His coming by living away from sin. Some also believe that the time of His coming is not yet. That's why they continue to live in sin. That's why we need to preach that His coming is like a thief in the night, and He may come at any time. Some also might even be deceived by thinking that Christ's second coming will not happen. Peter spoke about such kind of people who belittle and does not believe about the second coming of Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 3 and 4. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of this coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. That's why we need to emphasize in our preaching that Christ's coming is sure. 2 Peter chapter 3, and we will continue in verse 10 to verse 13, where you are. Verse 10 to verse 13. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with the fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening upon the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein it dwelleth righteousness. Therefore, as we are waiting for his coming, let us live in obedience as wise, and be filled with the Holy Spirit, doing his works and living his will. And let us read the following scriptures to learn more about how to be ready for his second coming and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Letter A, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 20, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalm and hymn and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You should not be drinking wine, because that will hinder the Holy Spirit from filling you. Nor be filled with anger, nor with lies, revenge, lust, unforgiveness, bitterness, envy, and the rest of the works of the flesh that will hinder your filling with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come upon you when you keep yourself in the right atmosphere and in the right fellowship with the right people, where the word of God is preached and expounded, and where some hymn and spiritual songs is uttered unto the Lord with a grateful and thankful heart. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Kneel down, repent, and renounce all your sins, and keep asking God to fill you with the Holy Spirit so you can serve him in a perfect way while you are waiting for his second coming. Our prayer should be consistent and in line with the leading of the Holy Spirit, that we should pray according to his will and his mind. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 to 27. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that maketh intercession for us with the groaning which cannot be uttered, and he that searches the heart knoweth that what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. Obedient life is important. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. And we are his witness of these things, and so also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Obedient life is a must. for the filling of the Holy Spirit. God will give the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him and willing to walk in His ways. Those who obey God will be led by the Holy Spirit of God. As Romans 8:14 say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Lord will fill them, and they will be ready with us when He will come to take us. Therefore, continue to live in obedience to God and to His word, His voice and to His will, so you will be filled by the Holy Spirit. You will be guided by the Holy Spirit, and you will be ready when Jesus comes to take us to heaven. The second coming of Christ is a surprise to those who are not ready, but unto us and those who are living as wise and are filled with the Holy Spirit, it is not a surprise. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 4 to 11. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. You are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also ye do. My dear and beloved, Christ coming soon, and mark me this very day. The question is this: are you ready to meet Him? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you doing His works that He ordained for you to walk through? Are you living according to His will? Take warning of the message that you received. Wake up, arise from your sleeping and despondency. Repent of your sins, amend your ways, know your priorities. Fear God and do not abuse His grace, knowing that His coming is sure and even could be now. Let's all stand. Let's pray. Father God, I come before in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, I thank you for this warning message that you sent to me to prepare me for your second coming. Lord, thank you for all the corrections and the rebukes I received in this message. Come now to God and confess and renounce your sins. Confess and renounce your worldliness, your greed, your love of money, your laziness, procrastination in doing your works and responsibilities. Confess and renounce your stubbornness and your delay obedience. Confess and renounce your abuse for the grace of God and your abuse to others. Confess and renounce your anger, hatred, revenge, unforgiveness, grudge, and bitterness. Confess your lies, cheatings, fights, quarrels, and corruption, your lust and your immoralities, your yoke with non-believers and in bondage with the media, in news and games. Confess and renounce your bad stewardship, your bad example, and your non-willingness to save God and suffer for Him. Confess and renounce all your sins. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins: come to God. Give your life to Him. God is calling you.
Of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am faithful, I will sing.
Commit my life into your hands. Ask you, Lord, to fill me with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I commit my life to live in obedience to your word and your commands and to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Lord, guide me with your Holy Spirit to do the very things that you want me to do. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for my brother and sister, who repented of their sins and who responded to the teaching of your word in this message. Lord, continue to cleanse them from their sins and fill them with your Spirit and prepare them for your second coming. Lord, restore them back to you and use them to serve you and to do the work that you ordained for them to walk through and the good plans that you have for them. Lord, bless us as your church. Lord, we commit ourselves to live in obedience to your word and to your will in our lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to teach and warn the brethren and the people that we are reaching out, our families, our children, and our disciples about your second coming and the importance to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for more disciples and children to be water baptized and to receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, we ask you to refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our life in order to fulfill your purpose of your church and your people, and to do the works you prepare for us to do, and to be ready at your coming. Lord, lead us to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace that implementing the whole will of God. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In His name, Amen and Amen.
You alone can rescue.
Yes,
oh
God.
You alone can save.
Yes, oh God.
You alone can
save us from
us from.
Come to God.
Good morning.